Growing up in Hammond, Indiana, commentator Gene Shepherd never yearned for exotic food. His tastes were simple. A quick hamburger is all he asked for.
I must admit that I am a real sucker for fast food. Now, I know that's not a nice thing to say to all you serious type alfalfa sprouts eaters and all you people who go for yogurt all the time, but I really secretly like fast food. Of course, I was weaned on Twinkies, so no wonder. But the other day, I'm sitting in this place enjoying a Big Mac and thinking deep thoughts, when suddenly it hit me that almost all of these things have a certain uniformity of taste. You know, the Big Whopper, the Big Mac, they're all almost the same except for the names. But there is one spectacular difference, and it's right out of my childhood. I had these deep, warm memories of my old man running up the back porch at 6 o'clock at night, and he comes into the house, and he opens his tie. It's been a hot day at the office, and he looks around. He says, "Look, let's eat out tonight." And my mother looks up from the stove and says, "Oh, yeah, let's eat out tonight." My kid brother starts to jump up and down and yell. And then the old man says, "I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's go out and grab a sackful." That meant only one thing, the White Castle. And their great slogan, "Buy 'em by the sack." And 10 minutes later, we'd be piling out of the Olds to go into the White Castle, which has a very special ambience. First of all, there's all that white tile. And then they used to have a thing called the White Castle Family News, which was about White Castle guys all over the country. You know, White Castle number 7 in Greenville, Ohio. Hop Noodle just got married, you know, that kind of thing. And we'd sit there and we'd eat those luscious little White Castle hamburgers. They're about the size of your thumb. They're square. And they have a unique taste, a special taste, like Greek olives nibbled at dawn on one of the Aegean islands. They are unique. This is Gene Shepherd. Boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? For National Public Radio.
It sure does.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.